Adam Norris, kind of you to walk over and spend some time with us here at WWNO.
Good to be with you, Jack.
It's about time you came up and talked with us here at your home radio station.
Absolutely. And it would be a crime if we weren't more closely aligned, you know, considering proximity and a number of other things with our relationship. So yeah, I'm happy to do it. And we have a great platform here at our disposal.
Well, you know what? It's not just that, Adam. It's that this is an important, a vital institution to the city of New Orleans and to Southeast Louisiana. And what happens here affects us all in a lot of ways. So we need to be in touch. I think there's a new program which occasioned my initial contact. And I would like to talk about that, but we can talk about some general subjects as well, things going on with UNO and developments that have been happening. But the email you sent me was about students for, in numeral four, higher, in capital letters, students for higher. Would you please tell us about this new initiative?
Sure. So this is an initiative that's actually was started a couple of years ago by Barry and Teresa LeBlanc, who are very generous benefactors and very ardent supporters of the university and alumni as well. In 2010, they started it, and their first initiative was called the First Gen Scholars Program. So what they did was they're trying to assist first generation college students in pursuit of their college degree at UNO. And they did that through a number of means, some financial assistance, mentoring, some relevant part-time employment, basically to ensure that once they got here, they received the support they needed, not just financial, but the kind of support they needed to make sure that they would those students would stay here and would get their degree in an on-time manner. That's been successful thus far. So the new initiative that Barry and Teresa LeBlanc rolled out, Students for Higher, is called the Premier Scholars Program. And this targets a slightly higher performing high school population. And in particular, they're looking at students who want to pursue a bachelor's degree in a discipline that's of unique importance to New Orleans, including our businesses, our organizations, and the programs that we offer here at UNO. So some examples of that would be our acclaimed Hotel, Restaurant, and Tourism Administration program, Jazz Studies, Film Arts, some of the other programs that are specifically tied to the university and obviously the fact that we're located here in New Orleans. Both of these groups of students we're talking about, they're already qualified for TOPS. So this kind of goes above and beyond what they're getting from their state scholarships from TOPS as well. So the one component that's different from the first-gen program, this adds a component of studying abroad at our renowned UNO Innsbruck International Summer School in Innsbruck, Austria, which has been around for more than three decades.
Nice place to spend the summer. What are the goals for this program in terms of enrollment over a certain period of time? How many kids will this support?
Well, we're looking, I think the goal is for the next, Barry LeBlanc has set out over the next two academic years, so 2013-14 and then 2014-15, is to enroll 100 premier scholars. And they're also trying to identify 100 corporate or civic organizations to sponsor a specific premier scholar. So they're looking for some people, some organizations, some businesses to underwrite this. And in terms of how it benefits us at the university's perspective, I think it's obvious we're looking for high-performing students, and our admission standards have changed over the years. They've been mandated by the state. We can no longer take any students that require remedial classes. So that's the direction that all four-year schools are being pushed in. So our admission standards are getting higher, so we need to be able to recruit a broader base of students that are going to excel here. Getting these kinds of students we know that will succeed, and students that we know will graduate on time, will only help the university.
Is it time for students, their parents, involved in the process, to think about applying for this, and how do they go about enrolling in this program?
So all the information that they would need to find is online at studentsfor4higher.org.
You started talking about some of the changes that have been brought about by joining the University of Louisiana system and by the very highly publicized and in some cases rather drastic cutbacks in the funding for the universities here in our state. What's been the university's reaction and approach to dealing with these elements?
I think, first of all, President Peter Foss, who's been now on the job for about a year now, his approach to the budget cuts that we've sustained and may sustain in the future, there's really no way to forecast those things, is for us to is to try to be as strategic as possible about these things. He said from the outset that he doesn't want to do across the board cuts. He wants to continue to focus our financial resources on the programs that are most in demand, those that have the most notoriety at the institution, those are the most well attended. We need to focus our resources on those things. In terms of our presence in the UL system, obviously, for the first 50-some years of our existence, we were a member of the Louisiana State University system. In the past year or so, we've moved to the UL system. We're the 9th institution in the largest higher education system in the state. It's been fantastic. There's no single flagship institution, as was the case in the LSU system.
Right, right.
And we feel, especially when referring to schools like Louisiana Tech and UL Lafayette, that those are more of our peer institutions in terms of the research that we do and that they are capable of. So there's a great opportunity for us to collaborate with them. And it's been a great arrangement thus far. We feel very well supported by the UL system. And one of the things that I'd also like to mention is something that we've just recently announced, which is that we will start this fall, start offering in-state tuition to all out-of-state applicants who qualify.
I noticed
which
that.
Which is huge.
Yeah,
and
you
it's
sent
what,
that around as well.
And it's what all other UL system schools do. So this makes us fall in line with the rest of our member institutions in the UL system. But I think it's a watershed moment for the university in terms of our ability to more effectively recruit. We will always recruit and continue to get students from the greater New Orleans area. You know, we have a five-decade-plus commitment to that. We'll continue that commitment. But we also, in terms of building up our enrollment, as we would like to do, we need to continue to recruit aggressively out of state and internationally, and this will really be a very important tool for us to be able to do that. So for students, out-of-state students that have a minimum ACT of 23 and a core high school grade point average of 2.5, you will pay in-state tuition if you choose to come to UNO, which could save you about $12,000 a year.
I think most of our listeners know, but I'll say it anyway. WWNO's license is held by the University of New Orleans. And especially under President Foss, we are very privileged to enjoy a close relationship with the university. His door has always been open to us, to our general manager, Paul Moss, and he's been a supporter financially and managerially of this radio station. And we appreciate that relationship. We appreciate that support. And I'm glad we got started with this. We should do this from time to time just to keep updates going for our listeners on what's happening at UNO. We're talking with Adam Norris, who is the Director of Public Relations for the University of New Orleans, and we thank you very much for the stop.
My pleasure, Jack.